Hey everyone, ready to dive into the world of anti-aging?
Always.
Today we're looking at CeraVital Advanced Rejuvenators.
Okay.
It's a supplement that's gotten a lot of attention.
I've seen it around.
Especially because of that clinical trial.
Oh yeah, the one.
The one that showed a 682% increase in growth hormone levels. We'll be looking at a review, some scientific studies, and what people are actually saying about it.
Sounds good.
You know, to see if it lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
Have you ever wished you could just turn back the clock on aging?
Who hasn't?
Well, this deep dive might just have you rethinking what's possible.
It's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
This supplement goes beyond just skincare.
Okay.
They've bundled it with a retinoid serum.
Oh, wow.
Called Daily Retinol.
Okay.
But the core idea is actually boosting your body's natural HGH production.
Okay.
Something that we all start to lose as we age.
Gotcha. So it's more than just erasing a few wrinkles.
Exactly.
It's like they're trying to tackle aging from the inside out.
Yeah.
So how does CeraVital Advanced actually work? What's the secret sauce?
Well, the supplement relies on a specific blend of amino acids.
Okay.
That they claim can stimulate HGH production.
Hmm.
And get this, they've even got a patented smart release technology that's supposed to help your body absorb those amino acids better.
Smart release technology, huh? You've definitely got my attention.
Yeah.
So walk me through these amino acids. What are they and what are they supposed to do?
So the main players are L-arginine, L-glutamine, L-lysine, and L-ornithine.
Okay.
Each one supposedly contributes to the overall effect.
Gotcha.
For example, L-arginine is known to support nitric oxide production, which is important for blood flow.
Right.
While L-lysine is thought to enhance growth hormone release.
Okay.
Now you might be wondering, like, how much L-arginine is actually in CeraVital Advanced?
Yeah. Is it enough to make a difference?
Exactly. And that's where digging a little deeper into the research would be valuable.
Yeah. We need to see if they're using a clinically relevant amount of these amino acids.
Right.
It's not just about having them on the ingredient list.
Yeah.
And what about this retinoid serum they've included? What's in that?
So the serum features retinol linoleate, which is marketed as a gentler alternative to traditional retinol.
Okay.
And it's combined with hydrolyzed collagen and peptides.
Right.
All really popular ingredients in skincare these days.
Yeah, those are definitely buzzwords we hear all the time.
Yeah.
But let's go back to that 682% increase in growth hormone levels for a second.
Okay.
That number is mind-blowing.
It's impressive.
Tell me more about that study. What exactly did they find?
Okay, so let's break down this clinical trial.
All right.
It was a double-blind, placebo-controlled study,
mm-hmm.
which is the gold standard in research.
Yeah.
They had 100 adults between 35 and 65 years old.
Okay.
Taking the supplement for 30 days.
Gotcha.
And yeah, you're right. The results were pretty impressive.
Yeah.
They found a significant increase in mean serum growth hormone levels. But, and this is a big but, we need to put this into context.
Mm-hmm.
More research is needed to really understand what that increase means in the long run.
Okay.
And if these results can be replicated.
That's a good point. Early findings can be exciting, but we need to see if they hold up over time. So big jump in HGH levels, but what does that actually mean for someone taking CeraVital Advanced? What benefits are they claiming?
Well, they start with skin rejuvenation.
Okay.
CeraVital's peptides are supposed to reduce wrinkles, improve skin's elasticity and texture,
mm-hmm.
all contributing to a more youthful look.
Okay. Who wouldn't want fewer wrinkles?
Right.
What other benefits are they promoting?
They also claim that CeraVital can rev up your metabolism and energy levels.
Really?
Yeah. The theory is that by influencing your metabolism, it can lead to increased muscle mass, more energy, and even better fat burning.
Okay.
And if that wasn't enough, they also say it can improve sleep quality.
Hold on. Better sleep, too. These are some pretty bold claims. Let's take a closer look at the evidence to see if they hold up. What did this study actually measure besides HGH levels?
You're right. We need to go beyond just the HGH numbers. This particular study didn't look at things like sleep quality or body composition.
Okay.
They focused primarily on the change in growth hormone levels.
Right.
To assess those other claims, we'd need to look at different studies.
Gotcha.
And those might not even exist yet.
Yeah.
It's important to be aware of what each study actually measures and not overinterpret the findings.
That's a great point about not getting carried away with the initial findings. So how do we know if people are actually experiencing these benefits? Let's dive into the user reviews.
Okay.
What are people saying?
Well, user reviews give us valuable insights into real-world experiences.
Yeah.
What we've seen is that many CeraVital customer reviews do echo the advertised benefits.
Okay.
People mention more radiant skin, increased energy, better sleep, and even some reduction in visible signs of aging. However, we also see some users reporting that the effects seem to plateau after a few months.
Oh, really?
Which could suggest that the body adapts to the supplement over time.
Oh, okay.
And this brings up an important question. Is Cerevital a long-term solution, or is it more of a short-term boost? That's something to consider.
So we have some positive feedback.
Yeah.
But it's not a universal experience.
Right.
And there might be some limitations to how long it works.
Right.
It's important to keep that in mind. And of course, not everyone reacts the same way to supplements.
Definitely.
That brings us to an important point. If someone's thinking about trying Cerevital, what's the best way to use it to maximize those potential benefits? What's the recommended dosage?
They recommend taking 4 capsules daily.
Okay.
On an empty stomach about 2 hours after your last meal.
Oh, wow.
And you'll need to wait another 2 hours before eating again.
Wow, 2 hours before and after eating.
Yeah.
That sounds like it could be tough to fit into a busy schedule.
It can be.
What if you're someone who likes a late night snack?
You'll need to adjust your routine a bit.
Okay.
Maybe take it first thing in the morning or right before bed.
Gotcha.
The key is consistency.
Yeah.
And of course, lifestyle choices like diet, exercise, hydration, and sleep are all going to play a role in how your body responds to any supplement.
So even with a supplement like this, it's not a free pass to neglect those healthy habits.
Exactly.
Speaking of making informed choices, let's talk about where Cerevital sits into your budget. What does a month's supply cost?
A month of Cerevital Advance is about $99.
Okay, so it's not exactly cheap, but it's in the range of other anti-aging supplements out there.
Right.
How does it compare to some of its competitors in terms of price and effectiveness?
So from the information we have, Cerevital appears to be priced competitively.
Okay.
They also claim a higher reported increase in HGH levels and a higher user satisfaction rate compared to their competitors.
Mm.
However, it's important to note that these comparisons are often based on internal data, not independent studies.
That's a good point. We always have to be cautious about marketing claims and look for independent verification whenever possible. But before we all rush out to buy Cerevital, we need to address the elephant in the room. Potential side effects.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's vital to be aware of potential downsides before starting any new supplement.
Yeah.
With Cerevital Advanced, some reported side effects include mild digestive discomfort, temporary changes in sleep patterns, potential hormonal fluctuations, and in rare cases, headaches.
While those side effects might seem mild, it's important to consider how they might interact with existing health conditions or medications. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you raise a crucial point. Everyone's body is different.
Right.
What might be a minor inconvenience for one person could cause problems for another, especially for those with pre-existing conditions or taking certain medications.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant or nursing women and people with compromised immune systems also need to be extra careful. It's always best to err on the side of caution and consult with a healthcare professional before starting any new supplements.
Right.
Especially one that impacts hormone levels.
Wise words. Safety should always come first. Now let's zoom out for a moment and look at the bigger picture of HGH and aging. What does the scientific community say about the role of human growth hormone as we get older?
Well, human growth hormone has certainly piqued the interest of researchers, especially its relationship to aging.
Okay.
We know that HGH levels decline naturally after puberty.
Right.
And there's ongoing research into how this affects the body as we age.
Okay.
While some initial clinical trials on Cerevital have shown promising results, we need more rigorous long-term studies to fully understand the potential benefits and risks associated with manipulating HGH levels.
So the jury's still out on whether boosting HGH is the fountain of youth, right? What about the potential downsides of HGH supplementation in general? Are there any risks we should know about?
There certainly are potential risks associated with HGH supplementation, including things like carpal tunnel syndrome, blood sugar problems, joint and muscle pain, and even metabolic issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to know that HGH treatments are strictly regulated, and using them for anything other than their approved medical purposes is illegal in the U.S.
That's good to know. So while Cerevital is marketed as a natural way to boost HGH, we need to be aware of those potential risks and stay informed.
Exactly.
This has been a fascinating deep dive so far. We've covered the science behind Cerevital Advanced, its claimed benefits, what users are saying, potential side effects, and even the broader scientific landscape of HGH and aging. What stands out to you so far?
I think what's most interesting is that this supplement represents a new approach to anti-aging.
Okay.
It's not just about addressing external signs of aging, but potentially influencing the body's internal processes.
Hmm.
However, We need to remember that we're still in the early stages of understanding HGH's role in aging and the long-term effects of supplementation.
You've definitely given us a lot to think about. Before we move on, I want to make sure we're clear on one thing. We're not medical professionals, and this isn't medical advice.
Right.
It's crucial to talk to your doctor before starting any new supplement, especially one that could impact your hormones.
Absolutely. Always consult with your healthcare provider to make sure any supplement is safe for you and fits into your overall health plan.
Okay, good reminder. Now let's shift gears a bit and delve into some other crucial aspects of aging and what Cerevital does and doesn't address.
And that brings us to a fascinating point. You know, yeah. We often focus on those external signs of aging.
Right, wrinkles, sagging skin.
Exactly, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But Cerevital is kind of going beyond the surface, you know,
yeah.
Tapping into this idea of boosting our body's natural processes from within.
It's like they're trying to hack the aging gun from the inside out.
Yeah.
But that raises an important question for me. If our bodies naturally produce less HGH as we age, is there a reason for that? Is it possible that messing with these hormone levels could have unintended consequences down the line?
That's a really insightful question, and it speaks to the complexity of this whole anti-aging pursuit.
Right.
We don't fully understand why HGH levels decline with age.
Yeah.
Or all the potential implications of artificially boosting them.
Yeah.
That's why more research is crucial. We need to understand that delicate balance of hormones in the body.
Right.
And how changes in one hormone can impact others. It's a complex system.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot we don't know.
It's like we're venturing into uncharted territory, right?
Yeah.
We're excited about the potential benefits, but we need to proceed with caution.
Absolutely.
And a healthy dose of skepticism.
I agree.
It reminds me of that saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
We have to be savvy consumers and not get swept up in the marketing hype.
Exactly. And that's where critical thinking comes in.
Yeah.
It's easy to get swayed by promises of youthful vitality, but it's essential to dig deeper, look at the evidence, and weigh the potential risks and benefits for ourselves.
So it's not just about popping a pill and expecting miracles.
Right.
It's about making informed choices and understanding the science behind these anti-aging interventions.
Absolutely. And that includes understanding the potential downsides.
Yeah.
We've touched on some of the reported side effects of Cerevital.
Right.
But it's important to remember that individual responses can vary widely.
Right. And that's why it's so important to consult with a healthcare professional before starting any new supplement regimen.
Absolutely.
Especially if you have any pre-existing health conditions or taking medications.
Yes, very important.
It can help you assess the risks and benefits and determine if Cerevital is right for you.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's often overlooked in the anti-aging conversation.
Okay.
Lifestyle choices.
Ah, yes. The good old-fashioned approach.
Right.
No fancy supplements or expensive treatments required.
While there's no denying the allure of a quick fix, the truth is that our daily habits have a profound impact on how we age.
That's true.
What we eat, how much we move, how well we sleep, how we manage stress.
Yeah.
All of these factors contribute to our overall health and well-being, including how we age.
So even if we're taking a supplement like Cerevital, it's not a license to indulge in unhealthy habits.
Precisely. It's all about a holistic approach. Think of it like building a house.
Okay.
Supplements might be like adding a fresh coat of paint.
Uh-huh.
But if the foundation is weak, if you're not taking care of your body through healthy habits,
right,
the whole structure is compromised.
I love that analogy.
It's true.
So let's break it down. What are some key lifestyle factors that can support healthy aging? What are the non-negotiables, the things we should all be focusing on?
Well, let's start with nutrition. Eating a balanced diet, rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein,
okay,
provides our bodies with the essential nutrients they need to function optimally and age gracefully.
Fueling our bodies with the good stuff makes sense. What about exercise? How does that fit into the equation?
Regular physical activity is crucial. It helps maintain muscle mass, which naturally declines as we age.
Right.
Improves cardiovascular health, boosts mood, and even supports cognitive function. Exercise is truly a fountain of youth.
So it's not just about looking good. It's about feeling good, staying strong, and keeping our minds sharp.
Exactly.
What else should we be prioritizing in our daily lives?
Sleep. Quality sleep is essential for cellular repair and rejuvenation. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of restful sleep each night.
Okay.
Think of it as giving your body the time it needs to recharge and repair itself.
Easier said than done for some of us. I know I'm guilty of burning the midnight oil sometimes, but I'm definitely hearing you on the importance of sleep. anything else we should be mindful of?
Managing stress is crucial. Chronic stress can accelerate aging and contribute to various health problems, both physical and mental. It's important to find healthy ways to cope with stress, whether it's through mindfulness practices like meditation, spending time in nature, or engaging in hobbies you enjoy.
So it's not just about adding years to our lives, it's about adding life to our years, right? It's about quality, not just quantity.
Exactly. It's about embracing a holistic approach to well-being that encompasses physical, mental, and emotional health.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that all of these aspects are interconnected and play a role in how we age.
I love that perspective. It's empowering to know that we have so much control over how we age.
We do.
But let's be realistic. Aging is inevitable.
It is.
We're all going to get wrinkles eventually.
It's true.
No matter how many supplements we take or how many green smoothies we drink.
Of course. And that's perfectly okay. Aging is a natural part of life. It's a privilege, really, to grow older and experience all that life has to offer.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we can't age gracefully and vibrantly. It's about embracing the journey, not fearing the destination.
I think that's a great takeaway from our deep dive. It's not about fighting aging. It's about embracing it and making choices that support our overall well-being at every stage.
And that's something we can all do regardless of our age or genetic predispositions. We all have the power to make choices that support our health and well-being, and those choices can have a significant impact on how we age.
So we've got Ceravital Advanced claiming to boost HGH, and we've got these lifestyle changes that can make a big difference. It seems like there's a lot we can do to take control of our health as we age. But what about those of us who are curious about HGH, but maybe not ready to commit to a supplement like Ceravital? Are there other ways to naturally support our body's HGH production?
That's a great question. And it speaks to the idea of empowering ourselves with knowledge.
Right.
There's definitely a growing interest in natural ways to support HGH levels. Some research suggests that certain lifestyle factors can have a positive impact.
Okay, I'm all ears. What are some of these natural HGH boosters?
One of the most well-studied factors is exercise, particularly high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. Studies have shown that HIIT workouts can trigger a significant increase in HGH levels.
So getting our sweat on can actually help boost those HGH levels.
It can.
That's good to know. What else can we do?
Another important factor is sleep.
Okay.
We've already talked about how crucial sleep is for overall health, but it turns out that deep sleep is particularly important for HGH production.
Mm.
During deep sleep, our bodies release a surge of growth hormone, which helps with cell repair and regeneration.
So those late night Netflix binges might be sabotaging our HGH levels.
They could be.
Duly noted. Anything else?
There's some evidence that intermittent fasting can also have a positive impact on HGH production.
Okay.
When we fast, our bodies go through a process called autophagy, which is essentially a cellular cleanup process.
Yeah.
This process can help to stimulate HGH release.
Intermittent fasting, that seems to be all the rage these days.
It is pretty popular.
So I've got exercise, sleep, and fasting. Are there any specific foods that can help boost HGH levels?
While there's no magic food that will instantly skyrocket your HGH levels, certain nutrients can play a supporting role. For example, protein is essential for growth hormone production. So making sure you're getting enough protein in your diet is important.
Got it. So lean protein, check. Anything else we should be adding to our grocery lists?
Some studies suggest that foods rich in L-arginine, one of the amino acids found in Ceravital Advanced, might also be beneficial. These include foods like nuts, seeds, and lean meats. It's interesting to see how some of the individual components of Ceravital are also found naturally in certain foods.
So a handful of almonds a day might actually keep the doctor away?
Maybe.
Or at least keep our HGH levels happy.
Yeah.
This is great information. It seems like there are a lot of natural ways to support healthy aging. But let's be honest, there's no shortage of anti-aging products and treatments out there. It can be overwhelming to navigate all the options.
Absolutely. The anti-aging market is booming. And it's easy to get caught up in the hype. But it's important to remember that there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right.
What works for one person might not work for another.
Right. We all have unique needs and goals. So how do we cut through the noise and make informed choices about anti-aging?
I think it starts with being a critical consumer. Don't just believe everything you see in ads or read online.
Okay.
Do your research, consult with healthcare professionals, and be wary of products that make unrealistic promises. Remember, aging is a natural process. It's not a disease to be cured.
Solid advice. Be skeptical, be informed, and be realistic about what's possible. We have to remember that a healthy lifestyle is the foundation of healthy aging.
And remember that aging is a natural process. It's not something to be feared or fought against. It's about embracing each stage of life and making choices that support our overall well-being. There's beauty in aging. We gain wisdom, experience, and perspective.
I love that perspective. Aging is a privilege, not a problem to be solved. It's about living a full and meaningful life every age.
Exactly. And that's a powerful mindset shift. When we view aging as a natural part of life, we can approach it with curiosity, acceptance, and even excitement.
Well said. This has been an incredibly enlightening deep dive. We've learned so much about Seravital Advanced, the science of HGH, and the many ways we can support healthy aging, both naturally and with the help of supplements. What's your biggest takeaway from our conversation?
For me, it's the reminder that aging is a complex process influenced by a multitude of factors, from our genes to our lifestyle choices. While supplements like Seravital might offer some potential benefits, they're only one piece of the puzzle. Ultimately, healthy aging is about embracing a holistic approach that prioritizes our physical, mental, and emotional well-being.
I couldn't agree more. It's been a pleasure exploring these fascinating topics with you. Thanks for sharing your expertise.
The pleasure was all mine.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of anti-aging. We hope you found it informative and empowering. Remember, aging is a journey, not a destination. Embrace it, live it to the fullest, and make choices that support your health and happiness every step of the way. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.